Daf is Daf Lamed. We got a few lines down. We're in very, very challenging territory of Tuma Vatara and Kalvachomers, Shlishi, Sheni, Rvi, Kodesh, Chuma. So the Gemara says five lines down. Amar Rav Asi Amarav, Vamrile Amaraba Ben Isi Amarav, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulu, Sfirluhu, they all hold, all five of them, De'ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechun. That something that is a second level tumah. Let's say I have kikar, that's sheni, so it came from an av to hit a rishon to a sheni, cannot make a shlishi in the world of chulim. How do we know this to be true? So he quotes Rabbi Meir, the first one, the Tana, the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga. Actually, it's really a Mishnah Parah, but it appears in Chagiga as well. Kol ha'taon bias mayim midivrei sofim mitame et hakodesh upol ses ha'tshuma u'mutar b'chulim. So anything that requires mayim, that requires a tevila, midivrei sofrim, is metame kodesh, and disqualifies truma, as mutter and chulin and meiser. So what's this referring to? If you look at Rashi, kol haton bias mayim, around six narrow lines down, kol haton bias mayim midivrei sofrim, kol shehu tar min ha-tara. Something that's really tar on a deraisa level, v'chachamim his kikuhu lavo b'mayim l'tar, but they required, the chachamim required to be machmir and say, put in the mikvah, Kagon habarosha v'ruba b'mayim shuvim. Good test. Where do these gemaras appear? You guys know? These figures are in the second Babim Alikon, the mission of the Yudches Dvarim that Rabbi Chanina was goes there in the Aliyah. In the attic, they made it 18 gzeras. So all of these gzeras is habarosha v'ruba b'mayim shuvim. A person, let's say, went in water, drawn water. The halacha is you have to go into has to be water that's been in the same place. Where the rainwater has to be stationary, can't be drawn from elsewhere. So a person went to Mayim Shuvim, they were gozer, that's Tameh. Ha'ocha chatzi pras, ochlin tmeim, ve'yadayim shetichum tevila, and hands, and person who ate a chatzi pras of food, that's Tameh, even though we have to have a shear of food to be Tameh. They were metameh even if it's less than the shear. A person's hands is Tameh. All these things require tevila on a derabban level. And the klal is, the Rashi says, mitamin es hakodesh lios shlishi v'yaser revi posin es hatshuma. Remember, wherever it's mitame, that means it makes the next thing tame with the ability to tame a next level. So it's mitame kodesh to be a third level, which then gives a kodesh the strength to go mitame into a fourth level. And it only disqualifies chuma. The chuma now becomes possible, but does not have the ability to mitame anything else. And when it comes to chulin and meiser, it's completely mutter. So we see from here that it does not, that ain sheni osa shlishi when it comes to chulin. That's Rabbi Meir. And the Mishnah just concludes, chachamim osim b'meiser. They said no. It comes to meiser, it does aser the eating. You're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says, chachamim osim b'meiser, b'achila aval negiya shari, you're permitted to. But you're not allowed to eat it. You only can't eat it. And when it comes to chulin, the chachamim think you're not even allowed to, right? Rather, you are even allowed to eat chulin. But what we draw from this is that Rabbi Meir holds that ain sheni osa shlishi in the world of chulin. Then the Gemara wants to know, how do we know Rabbi Yossi holds of this opinion? Rabbi Yossi had Amran, we already saw his opinion earlier. De'im isa laisi lervi b'chuma v'chamishi b'kodesh. That's what we discussed yesterday. So Rashi quotes, de'im isa, if it were to be true that this shlishi b'chulin min haTorah, that really shlishi can make chulin pasul min haTorah, Laisi revi b'chuma, then chuma should be possible on a revi on a fourth level. Mikavachomer mitivayom kida aisiyus lishlishi la'el b'shein v'chulin. And chamishi b'kodesh revi b'chuma mikavachomer. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, he had the lines were drawn in a certain way. Now, if it were to be true that chulin is able to even be possible on a third level, then everything's going to shift over. That means chuma should be possible on a fourth level, and kodesh should be possible on a fifth level. The fact that he doesn't go so far to say that tells us that he thinks that chulin is sheni eino osa, eino sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Fine. Then Rabbi Shua ditnan, this is a mission that appears in Taros, Rabbi Eliezer omer ha'ochel ochel rishon, a person who eats food that's tame. Now this food is tame in a rishon level, and I eat this tuma, I become rishon myself. I become whatever the food is. You are what you eat, in other words. Sheni, if I eat something that's a sheni level, I myself become sheni. If I eat something that's a shlishi level, I myself become shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon, fa'ochel sheni. If I eat rishon, I'm rishon. If I eat sheni, I'm sheni. Shlishi, if I eat something that's a third level, sheni b'kodesh, Venisheni b'truma. What's that difference he's saying there? Oh, I misread that for Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi again. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon ve'ochel sheni sheni." If I were to eat, whether it be a rishon level or whether it be a sheni level, I'd become a sheni. If I eat a shlishi, how do we read this? Shlishi sheni lekodesh. You see that Rashi two Y lines down. He says shlishi sheni lekodesh, ha'ochel ochel shlishi nasa gufo sheni lekodesh. Shim yiga bekodesh yitmenu lifsol od echad. So if I eat something that is a shlishi, I become a sheni only with respect to kodesh, that I can now disqualify kodesh if I were to touch it. So again, shlishi, the Gemara says sheni bekodesh ve'ein sheni b'truma, but if I will not become a sheni with respect to a truma. And bechulin nas and altaros truma altaros truma. Ein al taros kodesh. Let's get that a little clearer right now. Hold on. Bechulin shenas al taros tshuma.
She says that we're clarifying what's the shlishi that you become a sheni b'kodesh. It's talking about shlishi that was a chulin shenas.
Okay, so Rashi says, I see that bechulin shenas al taros tshuma. Rashi says be'ez a chulin amru. Which is the case, like you just said, that if a person who eats a third level will then become a sheni for kodesh. That's referring to bechulin shenasu ataras tshuma. Person shebalein kohen v'ragil b'tshuma. So what's the case of chulin asa ataras tshuma? The kohen owns the food and he is used to eating tshuma. V'kibol alav lechel chulin shelo b'tara tshuma. He accepts upon himself to be machmer, even for chulun that he eats, even though he doesn't really have to. Chulun could be eaten in any state. But he says, I want to be machmer to always eat in the state of tahara. Even my chulun, I want to make sure I'm tahor. So I'm always regulated to eat tahor. So for when I eat chuma, I'm already safe. I could assume I'm tahor. Kadeshi, oh, he says all this. Kadeshi, hey, ragil, le chumosa, betara. Therefore, he's kukul ahen. Hilkach, mishkachas, bushlishi, de bechulun, acherim, lo mishkachas, shlishi. So with regards to, again, That the shlishi makes the sheni the kodesh, referring to a shlishi of chulin that was eaten on taros atchuma. So the Gemara is medayik now al taros chuma in al taros kodesh lo. Only if he's eating for tara of chuma, but if he's eating for tara of kodesh, that wouldn't be the case. Alma kasaver ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. I think there's a gears to change here. It should really be, if you look at Rashi, Hachi Garcinon, Al Taras Chuma in, Chulin Grade Alo. Only if I'm eating Chulin with the Chumra of Trini as Chuma, will then have the ability to make something else Tame. If I'm eating Chulin Stam, regular Chulin, that will not have the ability, because Ein Sheni Ose Shlishi with the world of Chulin. See that gears to change in Rashi?
But we said Ein Sheni Ose Shlishi B'Chulin meant a Sheni can't make chulin into shlishi, right? Not a sheni of chulin can't make a shlishi of kodesh. When we say ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin, the klal is teaching us that a sheni can't make chulin into shlishi.
Right.
Right. So the gears to change here still is a little funny, because we're saying or dafka tima chulin shenasu al taras atruma, but not chulin greda. Even if we were talking about chulin greda, why does it matter? We're talking about the chulin as being metame.
The kodesh should be tame in the end of the day.
Kodesh.
The kodesh should be tame in the end of the day, because we've been focusing on the result is chulin. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking about it's kodesh. Aha, uh-huh, I see.
I guess if you hold Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi,
I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, maybe because we're saying that it's making the Kodesh Sheni. Right? And if it's making the Kodesh Sheni, it's Dafka Kodesh, it can make a Sheni, but not Chulin, it can make a Sheni. Maybe we're implying from here that if it's making something a Sheni, Chulin should also be able to be made a Sheni.
The chulin could also be a sheni. Again, we're making a shli. We're talking about a shlishi here, a shlishi that's making kodesh into a sheni. Right, I think the point is here. Maybe that's the point here. I'm not getting much here. Let's go right there. I'm not getting a full picture. Okay, let's go a little further now. That's all within Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Shlosh, and Shavin, all three are equal. What are the three cases that are equal? Harishon Shabbat Kodesh, Shabbat Chulin, Shabbat Chuma, Mitame Shnaim, Upalsa Echad. So all three, Kodesh, Chul, and Chuma, across the board, when they are Tame, they can be Tame two levels, and then the third level, they can only Pasel. No, wait, Mitame Shnaim Uposo. That's how you should probably read it. Right, the Hainu Ruvi, says Rashi. Oh, sorry, Mitame Shnaim Uposo Echad B'Kodesh. Mitami echad uposa echad b'tshuma uposa echad b'chulim. How do you read all of this? So Rashi says, look at Rashi, shlosh and shavim. Hanuch de befarish lo rishon shachulim, rishon shachuma, rishon shakodesh. All three. Mitami shnayim uposa echad b'kodesh dahinu revi. Like mitami one, two levels. That's right, two and three now. We're talking rishon to two and three. And then the fourth one, they have the ability to pasel Kodesh. And then he says, Matami Echad Upos Echad B'Tshuma Tavi Le Shlishi. So within Kodesh, he's able to, oh, that was how it break it down, I see. Within the world of Kodesh, he's able to go four levels down. From Rishon to two more Tumas and then one Pasel. Matami Echad Upos Echad B'Tshuma, with regards to Tshuma, it could be Matami one level, which is going to be two, and then Pasel the third level, but stops after that. And Pos Echad B'Chulin, it's only able to be Pasel a Sheni. But it can't go beyond the sheni to a shlishi. So you see clearly from Rabbi Elazar that ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Then Rabbi Eliezer, how do we know he holds this way? The Tana, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Eliezer omer chala nitles min hatahora ala tameya. The Mishnah in Chala tells us, Mishnah in Chala, that a person could take a.
Before by b'chulin shnas v'ataras hakodesh. I think what it's saying is that which we said that Chulin could make Kodesh a Sheni, right? And we were talking about a case of Ochel Shlishi, someone who ate the third level. That was only about a Chulin Shanasu El Taras HaKodesh. But regular Chulin could never be a Shlishi in the first place. Not what it's being Matame. But it could never be a Shlishi, because the case was a Ochel Shlishi, Nasa Sheni, but that stafka by Chulin Shanasu El Taras HaKodesh, you can have the case that it's a shlishi.
Okay, got it. Very good. Okay, so we got that one done now. So now we have left, just his last opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds in the Mishnah Chala, that again, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Chala, Nitleis, Min HaTorah, Al HaTumah. A person could take Mafish Chala from something Tahor, from a Tahor piece of a dough, to exempt a Tameh. What does that mean, Ketzad? Shei Isos, I have two pieces of dough, Achas Tahor, Achas Tameh. One's Tahor, one's not. Nota Kedei Chala, Mi'isa Shelo Hurma, Chalasa. I separate challah from the dough that had not been already separated from. I take some dough less than the kibetza in the middle. Kidei litol minamukaf. There's halacha that when you take mice, chuma, meiser, and challah, have to be minamukaf, everything has to be together. I shouldn't take meiser from these fruits for fruits that are elsewhere. Everything should really be in the same basket, the same bucket. So you have to connect them somehow. So if I want to take, the challah has to come from something tahor. So I take challah, but then I need to somehow connect the two doughs with another piece of dough less than a kibetza. So let's explain what's going on here a little bit. Let's look around.
Kibetza, because it's tamei, so you don't want
exactly. So it says Rashi. Let's look at Rashi around 10 lines up. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, challah nitleis min haTorah al haTameah. Reisha demasis, in the beginning of the Mishnah tells us Maseches challah. Hachi shir challah, the shir v'challah is echad michav dalad. 1 of 24. Nitma, Isasa, Shogeges, Oanusa, Echad Mimem Ches. If it became Tameh, somehow, accidentally, or forced upon him, so then he could do 1/48. Nitmes Bemez, if a person intentionally was Metameh, Echad Mechadal, he has to go back to 1/24th, Shlohihe Chote Niskar. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Heichi, Nitmes Bemezida, when it was done intentionally, became Tameh, Talosh Acheres, Bitara. What you have to do is, take a tower piece of challah, full 1/24th, v'tito min haTorah al tameya, and use it to exempt the tamei ones. Mishum de mitzvah litro min hamukaf, there's an idea of taking truma, everything's surrounded together. Ketza, tasa, how do you do this? Shehe min hamukaf, v'torah not less kidei challahs tameya, misa, haTorah, how do you do this? One's tamei, one's tower. Ad shlo hurma challahsa, you take a piece of dough that hadn't been removed, it's challah yet. If it was challah was removed from that piece of dough, the Torah sulamati lafushim apatur alachiv. Okay, fine. Then he says the bottom Rashi v'nosenes pachas mikabetsa beemtsa kadei litro min amukaf. You place a small piece of dough in the center, mukaf lashon mechubar to connect them, umakurav to bring them closer. Kamo ein makifin shtei chavios b'maseches beitza means to bring close. Umikra nafgalan v'harimosim mimenu min amukaf lo b'sifrei. The drasha, the sifrei tells us how you know you're supposed to have the minamukaf all together and combined. Kolkach tzricha lahakif, going on to the top now. Hachala etzal isa, kodem shetikol Hashem. You have to join together the doughs before you call it hafashas chala. V'hachim akifa la nosenes bariva l'tarecha. You place in the basket off to one side. V'nosenes mna isa haTorah b'achas mikabetza bein chala l'Torah bein haisa l'tameo. You take a little piece of dough and have it connected two pieces of dough. And it brings them together. The Korah Shem al Chala, and then she says, this is my Chala, u'misal kasa im kriyas Shem, u'pachas mikabetza, ina matame is a Chala. Like you said, since it's smaller than a beitza, that sheer of dough in between, it's not going to be matame, the tumah dough to the tahar dough. Vava pishu makabla atma makabla tumah, even though the dough itself, that small piece of dough, will become tame, it doesn't have the ability to metame something else since it's less than a kibetza. Okay.
Says in the Bach, Kol Shekein, that you could make the connection with the one that's Tameya. Rashi says, in a sense, when he said Torah, Pachos, Mikabeya, to connect them, he says, Kol Shekein, you should do it with the Tameya. Because by the Torah one, you're actually causing it to become Tame, because now you're connecting it to the Tame one. If you need to Pachos, Mikabeya, you're connecting it. And it doesn't transfer, but you're making that, I guess, piece tameh. Mashinkin, if you put a pachas kabeya of the tameya one in the middle, then that doesn't even transfer.
Ah, I see. Okay. Okay, and the chachamim are osur in this case. So, did we prove yet what we wanted?
No, I don't think so.
No, it keeps going? Okay, so let's keep going then. For Tanya, kibetza, it says kibetza, that you don't have to do pachas kibetza, you could even use a beitza itself and more. Why? Because savrua idi v'idi b'isa rishona. We're talking about a case that their Isa is only a Rishon. V'chulin ha-tevulin l'chala lo k'chala damun. So let's look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Savru Rabbanan. Rabbanan initially, Hani B'dvei Midrasha, those people who were learning base medrash that day, Debo L'mishmei Minei D'Rabbalata wanted to hear the shir, Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin Tzirle. They thought that was his reason, that Sheni doesn't make a chulin. Idiv Idi, Hach Brais Anami Aliba D'Rabbi Yelazar, D'Shari K'beta, that they even permit a beta, U'masis and Damar Pachas T'Tarvayu B'Isa Rishona Ha'isa Hatameh V'Rishona L'Tumahi. So let's do this as follows. I'll say it clearly. I have my tame dough here. This is Rishon. I have my tahor dough here, and this will be my my kibeta or kibeya. So when I have this touch this, this becomes a sheni now. Had the tar touch this, it won't be affected by this because ain sheni osa shlishi. And that's his proof. Now there's another assumption that has to be made here is that this is a chulin, this is a tevel. This dough needs to have chala. So when it's tevel, there's a whole question. When I have tevel, there is a need to take chala. Do we view this tevulin l'chala, this obligation to take chala, as if there's chala already in here? Because if there's chala already embedded in this dough, and chala has a din of chuma, so then it should be tame, not because of chulin, but because it's chuma here. Chuma does become tame on a third level. So you have to make the assumption that isa, hatulin chala, is not considered like chala dami, it's like a regular chulin. And that's how we learn this from Rabbi Eliezer. So that's what they thought. So let's read this one more time inside. The Gemara says, the top line here, idi, in the Gemara, b'isa rishona. We're talking about an EC Rishona. This is a Rishona. V'chulin ha'tfulin l'chala lavka chala damu. It's like a regular chulin. So my lab b'hakum b'fkli. So Chachamim says it's usher to do this. So what's my chokus? Whether it's mutter to do this or usher to do this? The mar saver ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. One, it does not make this into a sheni, into a shlishi rather, and it's completely a mutter. You can attach them by the shear of kabeta. Umar saver sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. And Chachamim say no. The chulin has the ability to make the sheni into a sheni turned into a shlishi, and that's why they say it's usher. That's the initial understanding of this machlokas. And then comes along Amar Rav Meri Bered, the Rav Kana, the Chuli Amar Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin. Everybody agrees that a Sheni cannot turn a Shlishi into Chulin. A Chulin into Shlishi, rather. So what's the machlokas here? Hocha B'chulin Ha'tfulin L'chala K'mifrim. They're arguing about a dough where there's a need, there's a requirement to take Chala. Mar Savar K'chala Damu. Since there's embedded within this, this need to take Chala, we view this as Chala or as Chuma. It's one and the same. And therefore, it will become Tame on a Shlishi level because it's really Chuma. Umar Savar Rabbi Eliezer holds a low kechala dam. It's not like dam. It's not a chala rather. It's mamish chulin, and that's why it's permitted. There's no transfer of tumah. That's one explanation. Vibar same. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests the chuli amal chulin atfulin chala low kechala dam. Everyone agrees that this dough that's needed to take chala from is not like chala. It's mamish like chulin. Vein ashena osa shlishi bechulin. Everybody agrees also that sheni cannot turn a chulin into a shlishi. It's completely tahor. So why are we chachamim aser? V'hacha. Are you allowed to cause something to be tame, chulin, to become tame in Eretz Yisrael? Mar saver mutel ligrom tuma lechulin sheber Eretz Yisrael, mar saver also ligrom tuma lechulin sheber Eretz Yisrael. I think referring to that little piece of dough in the middle.
Yes.
Right? So the little piece of dough, are you allowed to cause that small piece of dough to become tame or not? Chachamim say you're not allowed to. Even though in the end the result will be that this stays tahor and the tchal is all going to be great, but this small piece of dough is going to be tameh, and you can't cause tumah in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Elazar had no problem with that.
According to the first explanation, that the machlokas is about chulin tefulin lechala, whether it's kechala dam or not. According to the Rabbanon, they're arguing even in a case where there's less than a beya, right? Because that was the initial case.
No, our assumption was when Taina Kibeta. Because otherwise there's no discussion here. That top line here, even when there's a Kibeya, even then Rabbi Elazar says his statement.
But even then, but my question is, and if there's not Kibeya, let's say there's less than a Kibeya, even then the Chachamim Aser also, right? It's Mikatsa Lekatsa. Because that was the case, the original case was, now seen pachos mikabei bamsa and chamim osrim.
then that'd be very hard to understand the Shitas Chachamim then.
So yeah, so what is in the first explanation, the Hasbara, unless they're also talking about the piece in the middle. Maybe they're talking about the piece in the middle there too, where they're saying that because that piece came from the Tahora, and it's Gechala Damo, so you can't be Metame that.
It must be. Must be that case. Because anything less than Kabeya can never be Metame. The way he explains here, the way just Masifta goes, just the writing commentary he's referring to is still in the world of a Kabeya. But you have a good question. When you go back to the actual source of Pachas Mikabeya,
if you look in this Rashi, my love, Mahakim Eflugi.
Let's see who addressed that point. It's a gzera, he says, for Chachamim. It's a gzera because you might come to do Kabeya. See that last Rashi pointed out the last few lines. Chachamim osim dilma asi lemevet Kabeya umetami emtzayis v'hadriv umetami lechala. But fundamentally, there is no problem of the pachas mikabeya. Okay, let's go to the two dots now. The Gemara says that this interesting sugya. This should go a little fast now. The Gemara tells us Tana Rabbanan. I'm sorry. Bo Bayom Darsha Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva made a drasha. What was the drasha again? His drasha was Midosa Mechutz La'ir as Peya. That's referring to the source of Tchumim. And others said, no, nothing to do with Tchumim. Tchumim is a Din D'Rabbanan only. So the Gemara just says that clearly, that by my commitly, what they're arguing about, Mar Savar Tchumim D'Raisa. Rabbi Kiva felt that the concept of tchumim, 2,000 amos outside your city boundaries, is a dinder issa deraisa, as the pasuk indicates. And Marsava derabanan and the other thing, no, the pasuk has nothing to do with tchumim, it has to do with Ari Migrash and the Sad of Akramim, and therefore it's only tchumim, it's only a dinder abanan. We pasukin tchumim derabanan, I believe. That's the Amishpat quotes from the Rambam that way. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Bo Bayom Darsha Bikiva, Rabbi Kiva that very day, Darshan the following, Mishash, Alu Yisrael, Min Hayom, Nasnuy name Lamar Shira. When they came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, they wanted to sing a Shira. They kated Amru Shira, and how would they say Shira? Kigadol Hamakaris Halal. Like a Gadol who recites Halal, Vahin own Nachrav Rashi Prakim. And they just repeat the Rashi Prakim. Says Rashi. Rashi 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Kigadol Hamakaris Halal, Mikrai Latsibur Lotsion Yidechavasim. He recites for them to be Motzi them. Vahin own Nachrav Rashi Prakim Haluka. Shu Rosha Parsha called Davar Shu Omer Oninachav Haluka. Haluka, they keep saying Haluka after each one. That's what how they said the halal then. Moshe Amar Ashir Lashem, Vehin Omerim Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Ga Ga, Vehin Omerim Shir Lashem. The Ashir Lashem was the Halukas. So he said Ashir Lashem. Everything he said, they said Ashir Lashem. Ashir Lashem. So that's how they recited it according to this first understanding. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer Kikotan Makaris Halal. No, they said Halal like a Kotan says Halal, and he's a Kotan is not being Motzi the Rabbim. He can't be Motzi the Rabbim. Hein Onu Machav Ko Mashi Omer. They recite word for word. The Kotan is the one who has the sitter up front. He says the first words and they repeat. He says the second word. They repeat the second words. The Gemara goes on to explain. So Moshe Amar Ashir Lashem Hein Omer Ashir Lashem. Moshe Amar Ki Gaga Hein Omer Ki Gaga. They just repeated word for word, and that's how the Shira was sung. And then Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Kisofer Haparos Al Shema BeBeis HaKnesses, like a person who says Shema in the front of the Beis Knesses. Shuposeach Tchila VeHin On Machrav. So he starts off the sentence and they finish the sentence. Says Rashi, five lines up from the bottom. Kisofer Melami Tinokos. He's teaching his students. Who Tadir BeBeis HaKnesses BeParos Al Shema LaSar HaNoadim. Paros Lashon Pras Achag Lifnei Achag. Maschil bebrachos lefnei kriyashma. He starts a bracha. Vehin onu machrav vekorn kuon yachad. They started off and they all say everything together though. Vehin shars a ruach hakodesh akulam. So Moshe started off and then they all had the ruach hakodesh to recite all the words together. When it comes to Shema, I guess it seems like the Chazan or the Rebbe says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and they start saying with him, and they continue saying everything together. That's how it went. So that's a three-way machlokas to exactly how the Shira was saying. So what's a machlokas? Rabbi Akiva, who held those kagadol hakoras Torah, who you just being yotze, Savra lemor amilsa kamaisa. Says Rashi, three lines up. Lemor amilsa kamaisa kai shonim tamid ashir l'Hashem. Right, so lemor somehow is referring only to ashir l'Hashem. They keep repeating ashir l'Hashem. So when you say, go back to the first thing you said, ashir l'Hashem, keep going back to that first one. Then comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Glilio Savar Lemor Akol Milsa Milsa. Well, Lemor means say whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says. That's what Lemor means. And Rabbi Nechemia Savar Vayomru Da'amar Kulu B'Hadadi Hadadi Lemor. It says Vayomru that they said, they all said together the Pasach Moshe Bereish, and Moshe started off and then they all said everything in unison. So that's the Machlokas, how to read this.
So Lemor is only going on. Yomer is going on Damar Kulu Hadi Adani, and Lemor is going on Pasach Moshe Bereish.
Say that again.
See, he's breaking down the words. Rabbi Nechemia Savar, Yomer is Damar Kulu Hadi Adani, and Lemor, he's darshening is the Pasach Moshe Bereish. There's Lemor.
So Moshe started saying Lemor, that Lemor was referring to Moshe, and Vayomer was when everyone joined in with him. And then the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Darash Rabbi Yosi Aglili, B'shash Alu Yisrael Min Hayam, when Klai Yisrael left Kriyas Yamsuf, Nasanu Namely, Morshira, they wanted to sing a song, V'ketad Amushira, how did they sing this? Olel Mutala Birke Imo, so if a young child was sitting on his mother's lap, V'tinok Yonik Mishada Imo, where a child was nursing, Kevin Shiros HaShchina, once they saw the Shchina, Olel Hagbiyat Savaro, the young child lifted his neck up, V'tinok Shamat Dad Bepiv, he stopped nursing, Vamu, and they said, Zek Keli Vamveu. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Mipi Olim Vionkim, from the mouth of the young child and the infant, the newborn, Yisadada Oz, which had created a strong foundation. And let's see if they make a drush how that works exactly. Rashi says, Olel Gadol Mionik, no. So this is a reference, though. This Pasuk is a reference to Tilm, deferring to how they all gave the Oz. They gave the Oz of that was mentioned in Azyashir. They all sang the song. Then comes on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubrim Shabimei Iman. How do we know that even the fetuses that were in the stomachs, that Amushir, that even they sang? Shinemar, the Pasuk tells us, is the Pasuk we say in Tilm as well. It's also brought down the Sugya in Ksubis. Makelos, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem Mimakor Yisrael. So even from Mimakor Yisrael, even the Makor, even the Meimo, they would sing Shira as well. That's the source. So Rashi Tosas points out here, look at Tosas, the last Tosas on Lamed Amud Beis. Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubrim Shebimei Imon. Rabbi Meir took it one notch further than Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Glili says only that the young children and newborns would sing it, but the fetuses wouldn't. Rabbi Meir says even the fetuses. The Tosas points out, Ain Lomar, the Rabbi Yossi Glili, Rabbi Meir Pligi, that they're arguing. The Rabbi Yossi Islei Dafka Olim Vayonkim Velo Ubrim, that Rabbi Yossi thinks that the Ubrim did not sing. Ela Mirka de Mipi Olim Vayonkim Nafkale de Tinok Shama Dad Mipiv de Mashra Yonkim Mishashu Yonik. He just learns a different concept, that a child, even when he was nursing, he stopped nursing. He needs the Pasuk as well to teach us. But he agrees to the other Pasuk, of Mimakor Yisrov, that the B'mei Iman, they would also sing. Dilav Hachi, had that not been true, came into Nafkalam Mikra B'mekor Yisrov, B'makeles Baruch Elokim, Afil Ubrim, Lohavet Tzarech L'meimar, Su Olam Yonkim. Because once you have the concept that even Ubrim are singing songs, so then certainly the younger born children would have to sing songs. So what's he learning from his pasuk? Something additional that when they were nursing, they would stop from when they were nursing. The Beperek Shlishi, Beperek Shlosha Shachlu, Tanin and Basara Omer Nivarach Elokeinu, Rabbi Yosef Gli Omer Lefi Rov HaKal Mevarchen, Shinemar B'makolos Baruch Elokim. Gemara goes on to explain that even Rabbi Yosef Gli holds up such a drasha. That's the rest of the Gemara that he quotes here. So it's fascinating then. What comes out from this Tosos is a half minute to think everyone, all people, all children would sing a song, even the Ubrim B'mei Iman. But there's a half minute to think if the child was nursing, the child that was alive and born would not stop nursing. Had we not had the pasuk, it would have continued to nurse. Well, it's a very strange havamina. Why would that be? Like an opportunity for a wonderful drasha, the importance of nursing, that how important nursing is, that there was how many to think that he should have continued to nurse as opposed to being Meshabeach Hashem. I don't see any answers here. Anyone discusses this point here? Okay, I think it's a fascinating thing. Maybe that's a tzarachin. There is an interesting discussion here about as Yashir. Let's see if I remember this for a second here. There's a machlokas. I thought it comes up here about the last few psukim of Az Yashir, whether it's actually part of Az Yashir or not. I need to look this up. I think it comes up here. Okay. I guess we'll stop here then. We'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow at, we said, after 7 o'clock minyan.